It's a beautiful day, and there's a beautiful way to be hearing God's word, to see what he has to say. So let's sit in the sun and start having some fun.
Wow, Warden, that sounds great.
Thanks.
The gang from Cottonwood Trails.
A bump in the night.
Come on, Matilda. That's not true.
Yeah, not even a little.
What you boys talking about? Y'all are easily the biggest scaredy cats of the group.
Nuh-uh, we're not even cats. You're not a cat, right?
No, I'm a squirrel.
Oh yeah, that's right. You hear that? We're squirrels, not cats.
I'm a squirrel, you're a badger.
Oh yeah, right. So there, I think I've made my point.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Yeah, the usual nonsense, Rob.
Yeah, them two goofballs think they're braver than me and Frank.
I see. And what do you think, Matilda?
Well, there's no way that's true, because they're the ones getting scared all the time.
Okay, so maybe there's been a couple times where I got a teensy bit scared, but that doesn't mean I'm not brave. I grew as a badger through those scary times, and now I'm even braver because of them.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm so brave I could stand up to anyone and anything in my path.
How so?
Yeah, you're kind of scrawny. At least Morton has some beef to him.
That's true. I had a burger for lunch.
I may be a small squirrel, but I have the heart of a lion.
And I'm a badger with the heart of... I don't actually know. I guess it's probably a badger heart. Ooh, or maybe even a dragon.
Yeah, and the brain of a dodo, if there's a brain at all.
Maybe. Who's to know?
It sounds to me like you guys need to put this to the test.
What do you mean, Rob?
I think the best way to find out if you two are actually brave is for you to do something scary and see if you can make it through.
I'm not sticking any more acorns up my nose.
Okay, well, find something that you two agree to do. Just make sure it's only scary and not dangerous.
That's a good idea, but what can we do?
Why don't you guys go into the North Woods?
That's not scary.
At night.
In the dark?
Just the two of us?
Unless you guys are chicken.
We've talked about this, Matilda. He's part squirrel, part lion, and I'm part badger and probably dragon.
Out in the dark? That would be pretty scary.
You guys gonna do it or what?
What do you say, Morton?
I'm brave enough to do it.
Yeah, me too. I guess.
Okay, it's settled then. You two will go tonight and let us know what happens tomorrow morning.
Glad it's you guys and not me. Lousy sleeps lately. I'm tired.
Aren't you always tired, Frank?
Good point.
Hope you boys have fun. Maybe the monsters will have mercy tonight.
Boy, oh boy! The forest sure does get dark at night.
Who said that?
It's me, Morton.
Me? But if you're me, then who am I?
It's Oz.
I'm Oz?
No, I'm Oz.
Oh, yeah, right. It's just really hard to see through all this darkness.
I know, but I'm not scared. Are you?
No way, Jose. Nothing scary about this.
I guess we should walk into the woods a bit more.
I guess so.
Just try not to hit any trees or anything.
Ow!
Never mind. How far do you think we should walk?
I don't know. Maybe we should walk until we come across something scary.
Like what?
Maybe like that creepy-looking silhouette up on that branch in the moonlight there?
What? Where?
Right there, see? Oh, look. Now whatever it is turned its head. See how its eyes are kind of glowing in the darkness and staring right at us?
Whoa! I think it's an owl! Are you scared yet?
Me? Oh, no way! What about you?
Nope! Maybe we should talk to the owl.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a good plan.
Excuse me, sir? Or ma'am?
Beware!
Ah!
Beware the creature that walks the forest at night!
What? Are you kidding me?
I don't like the sound of this!
The creature of the night. It stalks the woods with its long claws and sharp fangs, searching for its prey.
Ah! Wait a second. Maybe it preys on Fallon.
It preys on those foolish enough to be in its path.
Rats!
How do you know it's real?
I have seen it with my own eyes. It is a terrifying sight to behold, but even worse than its appearance is the unearthly sound it makes.
Unearthly sounds are my least favorite kind of sounds.
What does it sound like?
Listen, the creature speaks.
I don't like this, Oz.
Nope, me neither, Morton.
Beware, the creature approaches.
Oh. Let's get out of here.
Right behind you.
Rob, wake up.
Wake up, please, Rob.
What? Morton? Oz? What are you two doing here? It's the middle of the night.
Wait. Did you guys get scared from your little challenge in the woods?
Maybe, but we have a really good reason to be.
Yeah, there's a super scary, creepy creature out there that roams the forest at night.
And it has big claws and teeth.
And doesn't eat salad.
How did you guys find all this out? Did you see the creature?
Well, no. An owl told us about it.
An owl?
Yeah, she was really creepy and knew all about the creature.
Was she super dramatic?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like Winifred.
How do you know her?
I've come across Winifred on some of my night walks. She's nice enough, but she always likes to be overdramatic, and sometimes I think she stretches the truth a little bit when she has an audience.
Night walks?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, my job is to help the animals who are out at night too, you know. And I've never come across a terrifying creature with big claws and scary teeth.
But Winifred was so convincing!
And we even heard strange noises, too!
Well, we don't know that those noises came from a scary creature. There's lots of different noises at night, but that doesn't mean they're scary.
They sure sounded scary to us!
You guys are reminding me of a story from the Bible. Do you want to hear it?
Is it scary?
No.
Then okay!
It's from the book of Acts.
Hey, I thought you said it was from the Bible!
Well, Acts is in the Bible.
Oh, yeah. Okay, carry on.
Thank you. Simon was a magician. He did some amazing tricks, and people loved to watch him.
And now, watch as I pull a lizard from my hat.
This guy's good.
Simon claimed to be a great and powerful man, and convinced everyone else that he was too. They listened to every word he said.
And Zippo! The rope is in two. Thank you. Now please, tell me how great I am.
That's one great guy.
This went on for a while until one day a man named Philip came to Simon's town. Philip believed in God and the true power that God had. Through Philip, God healed many of the people of the town. Not only that, but while they were being healed, Philip would tell them about Jesus.
Your physical body has been healed, but by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, your soul can be healed as well.
Now that sounds good!
I guess Simon was pretty mad about that, right, Rob?
I'm sure at first he was, but when he saw the things that God did through Philip, Simon wanted to follow God too.
I have some tricks, but what you have is true power.
It's the power of Jesus working through me. Believe in him, and you can experience his healing power in your life.
You know what? I believe.
What a great God!
That's a big change!
Absolutely, but the question is, why did I tell you this story?
Well, it's probably because of your secret love of magic tricks. I think you were obsessed when you were little with magic and you just knew all the tricks and you would lie awake at night and you'd think about doing those tricks in front of literally dozens and dozens of magic fans and you'd be in the spotlight doing your tricks like the chopping the shoe in half trick and the ace of spades behind your ear and the disappearing rabbit. You know them all, I know. And you probably just wanted us to hear the story so that we could relate with Simon the Sorcerer and we could get a little glimpse into who Rob really is.
Huh?
No, Morton, I told you this because Simon was a phony. He had some tricks, but he was playing it off like he had real power and everyone was listening to him. It wasn't until Philip came along that the people were able to see past Simon's exaggeration.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So you think Winifred is kind of like Simon?
Exactly. I think you guys need to be careful about what and who you let influence your thinking. Winifred is likely over-exaggerating just like Simon. I think you two should go back out there and find out what this creature really is.
Yikes, I guess we could try. Right, Morton?
Speak for yourself. I don't want to go back there with the scary tooth claw non-salivating creature.
Come on, buddy. We can do it.
Oh, all right. But I hope Winifred was lying about that salad.
It was somewhere around here that we saw Winifred the owl last time. Do you see her anywhere?
No sign of that tricky owl over here.
There she is!
You've returned?
Yeah, we came back because we think that whatever you saw isn't as scary as you were saying it was.
Yeah!
Alas, no one has ever accused me of being overdramatic.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, well, it seems the creature is back. You can see for yourselves.
Oz, look! Do you see that big shape in the bushes over there?
I sure do, Morton! It looks like it's coming this way!
The creature approaches! I shall make my exit.
We should get out of here too, Oz!
Remember what Rob told us? We can't let what Winifred said control how we think. She was probably just exaggerating.
What if she wasn't, though?
It might be too late anyway, Morton. The creature's right there.
It's about to step out of the shadows. Oh, it's been good knowing you, buddy. There's the creature. It's...
Frank?
It's horrible. I've never seen such a horrifying creature. It's terrifying. It's horrendous. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's just Frank. And it looks like he's sleepwalking.
Yeah, and he's been making those weird moaning noises, too. I wonder why.
Maybe he ate too many cheese diddlies. That usually makes me moan.
Look at his hand. It looks like he's trying to hold his can of cola, but he doesn't know where it is.
That bear sure does love his cola. Maybe if we tell him where to find some cola, he'll go back to bed.
It's worth a shot. Hey, Frank! There's cola in your cave. Go back to bed.
Cola.
Look at that. It worked.
I guess Winifred really was exaggerating.
Yeah, she was right about the salad, though. Frank does not enjoy salad.
It's good that we listened to Rob, or we never would have discovered the truth.
We would have gone through our lives totally thinking that Winifred was right.
All because we let her influence us.
Yep. Well, I don't know about you, but all that talk of owls and cola and influences has made me really sleepy.
Why would those things make you sleepy?
I don't know. Lots of things make me sleepy.
I guess we should go to bed, then. We gotta let everyone know what happened in the morning.
Okay, but how about we tell them I fought off the savage cola beast with my bare hands?
I don't think so. I'm not exaggerating a thing.
This has been a donor-funded production by Square One World Media, created and written by Jordan Evans. Starring in this episode were Jordan Evans, Karen Reimer, Evelyn Strempler, Eric Borman, and Jason Stoffman.